episode 67 of the Snowflake SnowPro Advanced Architect Certification In-Depth Training Podcast, brought to you by BrightFlux. I'm your host, Yakub Abdulhakim, a certified Snowflake user, and today we're diving deep into database management in Snowflake. Snowflake, a leading cloud data platform, has radically simplified data warehousing with its unique architecture and fully managed services. However, mastering database management within Snowflake is pivotal for anyone looking to secure their Snowflake SnowPro Advanced Architect certification. Let's start with the basics. Snowflake organizes data into databases, schemas, and tables, somewhat analogous to traditional database systems, but with a twist. Each database in Snowflake is an independent collection of schemas, where schemas are sets of objects like tables, views, and stored procedures. Unlike conventional databases, Snowflake's architecture separates compute and storage, allowing users to scale each independently. This separation magnifies the importance of understanding Snowflake's warehouse concept, which is essentially a cluster of compute resources. When managing databases in Snowflake, you have several options for creating and controlling access to data. First, let's talk about database creation. You can create a database with a simple SQL command, but Snowflake also offers cloning capabilities. Cloning facilitatively allows users to create copies of databases, schemas, or tables without data duplication, thanks to Snowflake's unique storage architecture. This feature is invaluable for testing and development scenarios. Moving on, managing access control is critical. Snowflake employs a robust security framework that includes role-based access control, ABAC. Roles define what operations a user or a group of users can perform, and they can be hierarchical, meaning you can manage access with great granularity and flexibility. Also, the use of secure views adds another layer of security by restricting access to sensitive data. Secure views ensures that users can only see the data they are authorized to view, enhancing data privacy. Another pivotal aspect is data sharing. Snowflake's data sharing feature enables account-to-account sharing in a secure and easy manner. Interestingly, this functionality allows organizations to share subsets of their data without copying or moving the data, which streamlines collaboration with partners or within large enterprises. Additionally, cross-region and cross-cloud replication enhances Snowflake's capabilities, ensuring data availability and business continuity across different geographic locations and cloud providers. Now let's delve into performance optimization in database management. Snowflake provides various features to optimize query performance, such as clustering keys for tables, which help organize data for faster retrieval. Furthermore, Snowfox multi-cluster warehouses ensure that heavy query loads don't impact performance by automatically scaling compute resources. Also, time travel and fail-safe features without doubt become a game changer for data recovery and historical analysis, allowing users to access previous versions of data or recover data within a specific period. Importantly, monitoring and auditing are essential components of database management. Snowflake offers comprehensive tools for tracking usage, performance, and costs. Warehouses, databases, and storage usage can be monitored through the Snowflake interface or via SQL queries, which aids in optimizing resources and managing expenses efficiently. Moreover, Snowflake's built-in support for querying historical usage data, coupled with its comprehensive access logs, ensure that auditing and compliance requirements are effortlessly met. In conclusion, mastery of database management in Snowflake requires a thorough understanding of its architecture, security, data sharing, performance optimization, and monitoring capabilities. As we've explored these topics today, remember that practical experience and continual learning are key to becoming proficient in Snowflake. Stay curious, experiment with features, and leverage Snowflake's extensive documentation and community resources to deepen your understanding. This wraps up our exploration of database management in Snowflake for today's episode. I hope this discussion not only prepares you for your SnowPro Advanced Architect certification, but also enriches your knowledge to manage Snowflake databases more efficiently. Stay tuned for our next episode where we'll delve into another critical aspect of Snowflake. Until then, I'm Yaqub Abdul Hakim, wishing you success in your Snowflake journey. Thank you for listening to the Snowflake SnowPro Advanced Architect Certification In-Depth Training Podcast.